Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning.
Well, we start with the Schenectady School Board, which is going to interview candidates for the interim superintendent. Explain.
It was last-minute news last night that our education reporter, Zach Mattson, got, and this is a district that's in a tough spot. They're in a crisis mode at this point. They're looking at the upcoming school year, and they do not have a superintendent in place yet. Their year-long search that they did to try to replace the prior guy fell short and just ended without a candidate when they couldn't reach an agreement. And so tonight, the school board is going to call a special meeting, and they'll be interviewing four candidates who have stepped up and expressed interest in wanting to be the superintendent just on an interim basis for the coming year. They're probably not going to appoint somebody as early as tonight, they say, but they realize the clock is ticking, and that's the phrase that the board president is saying. He realizes this is really a crunch time because school starts in less than 4 months. They're hoping to get somebody in there to at least go shoulder to shoulder with and do some orientation with the existing interim superintendent before he leaves at the end of August and even earlier. He's got unused vacation time. He's going to take off some time in the summer. So they really got to move forward on this. They realize they're in a predicament. They still are going to have to do a full search to get a permanent replacement, but they're not going to start that one probably until July at the earliest.
From there to the city of Gloversville, purchasing foreclosed homes.
Yeah, so last night, the Gloversville City Council, in a fairly small measure, voted to buy these 10 foreclosed upon homes from Fulton County. The mayor has described this as a watershed moment in his effort and the city's effort to get on top of the problem with blighted properties, especially in the neighborhoods. This is a city that has seen tough times over the last 20, 30, 40 years. The continued blight has been a real eyesore, and it continues to degrade the values of other homes. And so what they'll be doing is they've grabbed these homes. They've got a strict covenant and review process where the city will actually put in place a whole bunch of requirements saying the buyers of these blighted properties have to bring them up to code and meet a bunch of criteria. And if they do not do that, they will revert back to the city's ownership, and then they will seek another owner. The big problem here is that they feel that the county has a lot of these properties because of declining property value in the whole county. And they say a lot of times the county has just sold them to, you know, the highest bidder, who often is an absentee landlord who lives a long way away, and they let the property just deteriorate even more over time and say it's just a ripple effect. And they're hoping within 2 or 3 years to try to turn the tide and get more reinvestment in the neighborhoods.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.